continue now with Ball State head coach Mike New. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the impressive 52-14 win over Toledo. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Cardinals.
Yeah, just really proud of our team, you know, overall from top to bottom, just going out and executing. You know, you work hard and practice all week long. You only get so many days to prepare each week, and you always emphasize that, you know, you get what you work for. And so just trying to put in a great week of work, practicing with a lot of intensity, practicing with great effort. And it was just good to see our guys take what we put on the practice field last week and to be able to execute in the game. And it was a good team win. And, you know, it's homecoming and had a lot of alums and family back. And so, you know, proud of our guys for making it count.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star 1 on your keypad for questions for Coach New and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Let's go to our first question for Coach New.
Your first question is from Chris Vanini with The Athletic.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I am good. You guys have obviously had a great past 3 weeks here. Has anything changed to lead you guys to the spark over the last few weeks?
The biggest change really is just the overall locker room, the chemistry in the locker room. You know, you talk about that a lot. You talk about, you know, when you're playing a sport like football and there's 115 players on a team, you know, the locker room really matters, and making sure that, you know, every young man wants to be a starter, every young man wants to play. And so just making sure that you be a great teammate, whatever role it is that you have. And, you know, we've played a lot of young guys over the year that, you know, have done a really good job of growing up and becoming more mature and really appreciating that the most important thing in a sport like football or any sport, the most important thing is to win. And, you know, you got to put sometimes your personal agenda or, you know, wanting to have success individually to the side and focus on the team. And that's really what's happening for us as much as anything else. That started way back in spring practice and training camp, and my hat's off to just our players and the guys on the leadership council that have really done a great job, you know, because when you have success, or, you know, it's like anything, everything starts out really good in training camp. You haven't played a game, but when you have adversity, just making sure the locker room stays intact and everybody still has each other's back, and nobody, you know, strays one way or the other.
When you start off 1-3, did you have a sense that this group was different than years past in that sense?
Yeah, without question. You know, we've always talked. The phase for us that really took a long time to get over was the here we go again phase. You know, we'd get into games the last couple of years, things would start to not go our way. We'd have adversity in a game. We'd get behind a score, maybe two, and we struggled with that phase of here we go again. And so the mental toughness of our guys when we did get down in games, or when we did hit adversity in games, I credit the guys for being more mature, for having a better understanding, and truly just play the next play. You know, it's a long game. There's four quarters, and so just stay together here. Just play the next play. Just focus on that mindset. Don't lose your cool on the sideline. You know, if something bad happens, you have a bad play, just move on to the next one. And that's really what's taken place for us, you know, all season long, and the games that we were in early on that, you know, didn't go our way, the outcome didn't go our way. Guys never blinked, and they came back ready to go on Sunday with a great attitude, knowing that, you know, every week you got to work and you got to go through the process of, you know, to be able to put your best football on the field on Saturday.
When you lose a quarterback and a running back like you guys did to grad transfer in the off season, how difficult was that, and how did the rest of the guys respond?
Very, very proud of how the guys responded. You know, they obviously, you never want to see any player leave, and so sometimes things happen. Obviously, the way the NCAA is now with the transfer portal, I mean, that's part of it, and you have to be ready to deal with that. And I thought our team and I thought our staff handled that as good as you could. And when we came back to go to work in January for winter workouts, our guys were awesome about just, you know, we're going to go to war with the guys that are in here going to war every morning, putting in that work. And so just proud of the way the guys handled that. You know, we talk about a guy like Drew Plitt. I thought he really took advantage of his opportunity. You know, he worked awful hard for a couple years when he wasn't playing and truly bought into, you know, making sure you're ready when your number's called. It was great to see for him that success pay off, and just his hard work, because you got to put the work in order to for it to pay off, and he did. And you know, Caleb Huntley came back after being injured last year, was very hungry, and you know, all the guys just did a great job of you know, handling it and just working and you know, making sure that brought us closer together.
Most transfer, you know, you don't normally see a lot of guys go from a group of five school up to a Power Five school with a transfer, grad transfer. Is that something you think more kids might do in the future?
You know, I don't know that. You know, I guess it's just part of it that you have to be ready to deal with. You know, in recruiting now, you always got to keep all your options open. And even though right now you might think, well, we don't lose a lot of guys, we're not expecting to sign a very big class, but you have to keep working. You have to be proactive, knowing that certainly is a scenario that exists. And you know, I'm sure it will continue to happen. And that's just part of it that you have to be prepared for.
All right, appreciate it, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike, it's easy to look at the box score and say it was your most complete game perhaps of the year, but when you take a look overall just in the first half, defensively holding a good Toledo offense to 22 yards total, minus 2 yards rushing, you sacked them four times, created two turnovers, and held them to 0 points and six straight punts. Talk about the performance of your defense and overall perhaps, again, that most complete game of the year for you.
Yeah, you know, when we say when we start out our week of preparation, we give a detailed scouting report of our opponent, offense, defense, special teams, and you know, Toledo's a good football team. They've sustained success. They've been one of the top teams, you know, in our conference. And so, even you know, with that being said, our guys know that it starts and stops up front on both sides, and we got to be good at being able to run the ball offensively. We got to be able to stop the run, and if you can do those two things, you know, obviously, offensively, it opens up a lot more things for your playbook, what you can do. And then defensively, if you can stop the run, then it certainly, you know, forces them into some passing situations where you can obviously get after the quarterback. And so we got to be able to do those things consistently, and that's what we've been able to do so far. We've grown, we're continuing to grow and believe and gain more confidence each week. But, you know, every opponent is good. No different this week. Ohio's a heck of a football team, and we got to have a great week of practice and great week of film study, great week of lifting in order to have you know, best chance to play good football. But it was a great performance by our guys, and you know, take it personal. And obviously, we the last couple of years, we've had some tough outcomes versus Toledo, and so it was good to see you know, our guys use that certainly as motivation and know that man, we got to play good football because there's a lot of good teams in this league.
Transitioning to this week with Ohio coming in. Talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you.
Well, again, you know, I just mentioned with Toledo, they've been very consistent. They're one of the top teams in our conference, and obviously coming in here, again, they're a well-rounded team in all phases. They play good football in all phases. It's going to be a great challenge for us. It all starts, again, with making sure we know our opponent, making sure we study them, you know them as well as we possibly can, and we got to have a great week of practice because we still have things that are weaknesses for us that we got to work on that showed up on tape, and we got to get those ironed out and continue to work on our weaknesses. But we got to be ready because they are a great opponent with, you know, play extremely well in all three phases, and you know, coming in off a big win, and we got to make sure that we're ready to go.
Well, Mike, we'll let you get back to preparation for Ohio. Again, congratulations on your big win over Toledo. We want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike, again for Mike New and his Ball State Cardinals coming off that 52-14 win over Toledo. And for Ball State, 3-0 in the league for the first time since 2013. And obviously the Cardinals, the only team left in the MAC, undefeated with a 3-0 mark for Ball State. In that contest, again, the 38 first-half points were the most for Ball State since 2006. And for Ball State, they'll be hosting Ohio this coming Saturday, October 26th. That game at 2 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPN+.